Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our WOSU Fall Membership Drive. More about that in just a moment. The first pizza in Columbus was served in 1934 at Tat Ristorante. Some 60 years later, Columbus's reputation for great pizza and the variety of pizza, the city was crowned the pizza capital of the USA. The only thing that changed since the 1990s is that there's more pizza, more styles, more venues. Jim Ellison has an idea about that. His book on the topic is titled Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. Jim, welcome back to the show.
And thanks for having me today. It's always a pleasure, but today it's an honor to be part of the fun drive. So thank you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. We count on listeners for the most important part of our budget. We rely on listener support to bring you great programs every day. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org, or you can call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. We have a great thank you gift today for all my listeners who love local food and restaurants. For a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive a copy of the book, Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. And you'll also receive a Columbus Food Adventures gift card. The gift card can be used for two people to attend a Columbus Food Adventures tour, or can be used for the Trust Fall Home Meal Delivery Experience. And the book, Columbus Pizza, will help you learn the history of the best pizza in the city, traced back for nearly 100 years. Get this great thank you gift package when you give $15 a month as a sustaining member, or a one-time gift of $180 when you call 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. You can also text the word give to 866-897-9678. Remember, this is listener-supported public radio. We cannot bring you this show without listener support. The news is important, but it's also vital to take a break from the news. That is what we're doing today. We're talking about eating pizza and enjoying local restaurants. These shows are important, too. Please make your gift right now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And don't forget about our thank you gift this hour. This is tremendous. The Columbus Food Adventures package that includes a gift card for two adventures or home delivery meals. Plus, it includes a copy of the book Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. Give today at $15 a month as a sustainer at 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. Wow, Columbus sure does love its pizza. Where does this culture come from, Jim Ellison?
It's something that many people scratch their heads about. When I was making the proposal to History Press to do this book, they were like, are you sure there's enough interest in Columbus to actually sell more than five copies of a book about pizza? I'm like, trust me, it's okay. So, you know, a great example of that is we've got the Pizza Connoisseurs of Columbus, or Columbus Pizza Connoisseurs. I always get that Facebook group reversed in order. But they've got over 45,000 members, and they love to trash talk pizza all the time. So there's not a group like it in the country that has that many members. And obviously, we have a book about it now. So it's been codified as correct.
Yeah, I joined the group after the last time I talked with you, or maybe just before, and it's a lot of fun to follow the trash talking too. And you know, you learn a lot about where people are going and what they're having that night. A lot of people do like pizza night and that kind of a thing. Some people do pizza every day. It's that big of a deal in their lives. But what I guess, you know, when Columbus was designated the pizza capital of the USA, what were they looking at then? What's the deal with that?
Okay, well, that was the early 1990s. It was Pizza Today, which is a trade magazine, which has a lot of credibility in the industry. And at that time, they base it on how many pizza places per capita in the city of Columbus. And they use a lot of metrics to guide that. So in the early 1990s, there was no city in the country, not New York, not Chicago, not Philadelphia, that had more pizzerias per capita than Columbus, Ohio. So we peaked strong. We're not at that level now. They don't even track that anymore. I think they do it at the state level, and it's West Virginia that has the most pizzerias per capita than any other place. But we're still looking good as a city.
When we hear people talk about New York style, Detroit style, Chicago deep dish, does Columbus have a style?
Columbus does have a style. I mentioned that in the book. And after the book came out, based on one of those trash talking discussions, or critical pizza theory, maybe, where people were debating that there wasn't a Columbus style, there was a lot of disdain, a lot of dismissiveness, I kind of doubled down and said, you know what, maybe I'm a victim of groupthink. Maybe there isn't a Columbus style. And I went back and I really kind of read through my notes, did some more research, did a lot of soul searching. And I even more strongly today believe that there is a Columbus style pizza. And I even wrote an article about it. I'm now doing a column in Columbus Underground called Aficionado, and it's D-O-U-G-H at the end. So I just write about pizza in Columbus. Did a whole article about that and kind of shut down the trash talkers with a lot of additional evidence to support Columbus pizza as a specific style.
What is it? I mean, is it a certain kind of sauce? Is it the way the crust is worked?
It's a combination of different things. I think one way to look at pizza is kind of like looking at it as beer, something else I know a little bit about. So, you know, some people look at beer as just beer. Others look at it as lagers and ales. And there's those folks with long beards and flannel shirts that conveyed all the different types of IPAs for you, right? Mm-hmm. So using that as kind of a basis, you know, Columbus style pizza is thin to medium thin crust. It's a crisp style crust that includes yeast. So yeast is used in the dough. That's not always the case. Uses a deck oven, not a conveyor oven. So it's going to have a little variables as you're kind of bringing in and out of the oven. Toppings are edge to edge. That's definitely Columbus, though Pizza Hut stole that from us several years ago. There's no crust ring. Some people refer to this as flat edge crust. So like it's if you're Columbus, you are sailing off of the face of the earth because there's nothing to stop you, right? A sweet sauce, we lean towards sweet. Provolone is our dominant cheese, mm-hmm. though today it's more of a provolone mozzarella blend at many places. And then this is the thing that most enrages most the people that hate Columbus style pizza is the tavern cut, party cut, bar cut, square cut. If you're in St. Louis, tiles. If you're in Steubenville, cuts. But it's those squares of pizza that all those things together create a unique style that you won't find that combination of things anywhere else.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It's our fall membership drive on 89.7 NPR News, and I'm already getting hungry. This hour is all about delicious local food and specifically pizza. We're asking you to make a gift in support of these types of programs on WOSU.org or make a gift when you call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. Our guest today is Jim Ellison. He's a food blogger and the author of Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History, and his book is part of our Columbus Food Adventures Thank You Gift Package. In this book, you'll learn about the 100-year history of pizza in Columbus and meet some of the city's pizza pioneers, from Donato's to Hound Dog's, from Dante's to Massey's. Jim covers it all in this book. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer and get a copy of the book, Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History, and get a gift card to Columbus Food Adventures. This is a really, really great deal. Give at WOSU.org. Or call 866-897-9678. Or you can text give to 866-897-9678. The gift card to Columbus Food Adventures can be used for two people to attend a Columbus Food Adventures tour. They offer tours in German Village, Grandview, Dublin, and more. Or you can use the gift card to purchase a Trust Fall experience. This is a delicious hot meal for two, prepared by a local restaurant and delivered right to your door. The fun part of the Trust Fall is that the food is a complete surprise. So you'll get the Columbus Food Adventures gift card and a copy of the book, Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History, when you give today at $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. Give at the WOSU.org or when you call 866-897-9678. This thank you gift package is an extension of the conversation we're having today. As a regular listener to All Sides, you know that we cover important news of the day, from the ongoing global pandemic to what's the latest at the Ohio State House. But there is also room for shows like this one, shows about eating local and supporting local restaurants. Getting this thank you gift today shows that you support all the topics we cover on All Sides. If the variety of what we do is the spice that you attracts you to 89.7 NPR News, then give today at WOSU.org or make a gift when you call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Jim Ellison, what's the oldest pizza restaurant? Tell us about how it all got started.
The oldest in town is TAT. Some people call it Tat. You feel different versions of that. Been around since 1929, started in the short north, what was then called Flytown. Today it's on the east side. They've been doing pizza since 1934. I consider them to still have one of the best pizzas in town. I crave it frequently. And unfortunately, the patriarch of the restaurant, Jimmy Corova, passed away this summer. But it incredible history to the place. What many people don't know is one of his daughters is the chief pizza maker there, which is somewhat against, the visualizations of a Italian pizzeria, you know, with you don't anticipate one of the daughters slinging pies in the back. But it's a great place. It's like walking back into the 1950s when you come through the door, and you'll never leave disappointed or not feeling that you have a little slice of history in your stomach and maybe in your carryout box as you're leaving.
What is it about it that you crave?
It's really 50-50. It's experience. It's like you just can't recreate the authentic nature of that restaurant. A focus group couldn't create it today. They tell you not to do it, right? It's got all the old photos of the family on the wall and big glossy portraits of Jimmy and other family members. And there's clearly people that have been going there for 70 years and are always there at Sundays at 1 o'clock. So that's just an experience you can't have elsewhere. But the quality of the food, it is true Midwestern Italian. The pizza really is. It's exceptionally good. It's well cooked. It's from a family that's been doing this for almost over 90 years. Mm-hmm. As a business. And, they're their oldest restaurant in the city. So they certainly could use support. You know, it's like, it's kind of like making that choice for public radio. You know, are you going to support that local institution, or are you going to put your money into a corporate place that can't give you that experience? So I love the place and I love the food.
866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now during our Fall membership drive. We want new members. If you listen to this program because of the food shows, maybe it's the gardening shows, maybe it's the Bug Man, Mark Berman. There are a lot of different reasons, or a lot of different kinds of shows that we have because we like to take a break from the news. We're all about our food in this town, as everybody knows, and we're about experiences. If part of what you love about living in Columbus and living in Central Ohio is the experience of having a local radio station like 89.7 NPR News and having a local talk show like All Sides with Dan Fisher, if that's part of the experience for you, then show your support right now at whatever level you can afford. We just want you to become a member today at whatever level you're comfortable with. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org, and thank you. So, Jim, have you been to Italy?
And I have twice. Okay. I've been in Naples. I had my list of pizzerias that I had to go to. If we had more time, I could tell my extended story about my eat, pray, love experience at one of the pizzerias there. But yeah, I mean, I've eaten a lot. I spent my whole life doing it. I've become pretty good at it. And I've eaten pizzas in at least 15 different countries.
So how does American style or Midwestern, let's just say Midwestern because there's so many styles, how does it compare and contrast with what you found in Italy?
It holds up its own. You know, it's again, it's like going back to that beer analogy. I can't compare an IPA to a brown ale. They're just two different entities. But mm-hmm. if they're made well, if they're made with love, if they're made with good ingredients, you're not going to go wrong. So yeah, I've had pizza in the best places in Naples and in Rome and Australia, New Zealand, Honduras, you name it. I've had a lot of pizza all over the place. And I guess the one place I haven't been to is Argentina. That's still on my hit list. It's supposed to have great pizza there. But, Italian pizza is made with love. There's even a certain code that you have to follow to call pizza pizza. You have to use a certain type of dough, a certain type of cheese, certain other things go into it. And they really treat their food seriously. But you can really have similar experiences here in Columbus. Gourmet, Polly G's, Tyler's, those are places that do great artisanal Very much inspired by traditional pizza places in Naples. So you can have a similar experience here, but we have so much variety, so many great things to choose from. You are never going to lose in this city.
Flatbread doesn't count, right?
Not technically, no. But I mean, that was the first pizza, right? Civilization, societies have put something on bread since we started making bread, right? But yeah, pizza is going to be that combination of dough, sauce, typically red sauce, and some type of something thrown on top of it, be it a vegetable or whatever. And in Italy, it was basically families throwing whatever they had at hand, which was typically a little olive oil, a little garlic, crushing a tomato on top and putting that squashed tomato. That was the origins of pizza in the early 1800s.
What about how the pizza is baked? What are your thoughts about that? What difference does it make? Like Natalie's Coal Fire Pizza, they put that in the name of their restaurant.
Absolutely. So again, it's for the type of pizza that you're making, the type of ingredients that you're using. The type of oven is a critical component of that. So for Natalie's, for a place like Tyler's, for a place like Polly G's, you know, there's a little je ne sais quoi that comes from the type of oven that you use, but also it's a matter of heat, is that those ovens are getting up to 800, 900 degrees. That's more than a conveyor oven is going to have. That's more than most deck ovens are going to have. And it's going to cook your pizza faster and quicker. And it's going to give you a little bit different product as it's coming out of that pizza oven. So it actually requires more skill. You really have to watch that pizza. You're not putting it in for exactly 45 seconds or exactly 3 minutes and 51 seconds. You have to watch it, monitor it, bring it out at just the right time. So it's a different level of skill. It's a different experience. And if you want to make it true to style, a wood-fired oven or a coal-fired oven, is definitely a great experience to have.
Yeah, there's definitely a different chew to it, and a little more caramelization, maybe of what's in it.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a taste experience. I would challenge your listeners, go to all those places we just mentioned, mm-hmm. and discover it for yourself. Right, mm-hmm. Support all of those local businesses.
866-897-9678. You know, I memorized this number during our membership drives, and then I keep bleeding it out, you know, afterwards. But it's important to tell you how to show your support for 89.7 NPR News once again. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. My guest is Jim Ellison. He's a Columbus food blogger. He's author of a new book titled Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. You know, the pizza joints never let us down during the pandemic. They were ready to pivot, and I want to talk about that, Jim Ellison, in just a minute. 89.7 NPR News never let you down either. We were there day in, day out, all the way through this extraordinary year and a half, there for you. We had a caller or someone who gave earlier today say that, you know, they started working at home and the radio's on all day long, and it's on at 89.7 NPR News. We were there for you, and we're asking you to understand that because somebody before you gave and showed support for 89.7 NPR News, that we're here today. So we're asking you to be one of those that helps make sure we're here tomorrow and into the future, covering the issues, covering the topics that matter to you. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. Support the station you depend on at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. Thanks to Diana Novak and Powell for your support. Diana, thanks so much for taking the time to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. You know, when you give $15 a month as a sustainer, and think about $15 a month, that's less than a large pizza in a lot of places. So think about what $15 a month means to you, how if you spread it out over the course of the month, what that means in terms of per hour you spend listening to 89.7 NPR News. If you're the kind of person that values things that way and wants to make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck, you're getting a great bang for your buck at 89.7 NPR News. If you give at $15 a month as a sustainer, though, you also get a great thank you gift package. Get a copy of the book Columbus Pizza, a slice of history, and get a gift card for two with Columbus Food Adventures. In the book, you can read about the history of delicious meals by the tray and by the slice. The history of pizza in Columbus goes back to the 1930s. Learn about the how the style of pizza in the city has evolved. And you'll get a gift card good for two people to enjoy a tour with Columbus Food Adventures. You can choose it. You can take a walking tour around a neighborhood or a van tour around the city. The gift card is also good for a trust fall, which is a surprise meal for two delivered to your home. Get the pizza book and the Columbus Food Adventures gift card when you give at $15 a month or make a one-time gift of $180. If that isn't fitting into your budget right now, we understand. We ask only that you become a new member today. 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. The news cycle of the past 18 months has been a lot, and all sides has been covering it, from the pandemic to social justice and racial issues to the latest bills moving through the Ohio State House. Make a gift today in support of 89.7 NPR News and this show as well. If you have never given to WOSU before, we're asking you to become a member today. Make the move from being a listener to being a member. It will only take a few minutes, but the benefits last for a long time. Every time you turn on the radio, you will know that you are one of the people helping to make public radio happen. Your investment today is an investment in your future listening, and it'll allow someone else to discover 89.7 NPR News for the first time. Give today at WOSU.org or make a gift when you call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. And thanks for your support. My guest is Jim Ellison. He's Columbus food blogger and author of the book Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. What is the influence, Jim Ellison, of the national chains? We got Pizza Hut, Little Caesars. We got, well, I mean, national and regional chains as well, right?
Yeah, the influence of chains is huge. In most other cities in the country, you're looking at 60%, 70% corporate chain saturation. Columbus is holding up better than most other cities. But you know, during the pandemic, for our local pizzerias, they did okay, but mainly in that they didn't suffer as much as other restaurants. It's really the corporate places that are better able to navigate supply chain issues and things like that that have seen this growth during the pandemic. There's still many local pizzerias that are down 25% of typical business. And, you know, they're dealing with hiring issues. A lot of places have a hard time getting certain types of pepperoni, certain types of tomatoes. So, you know, they need our support, just like public radio needs our support now.
Right. You know, there's a certain assumption that pizza was pickup or delivery before the pandemic. And there was an assumption that they were able to pivot during the pandemic, and they were, but there were struggles.
Yeah, they did better than most, but doesn't mean that they made money hand over fist. So like, I'll give you an example, Tommy's, which is an institution near where the studio is, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people were afraid a couple weeks ago that they had closed because they were calling and they weren't getting an answer and they didn't send any cars in the parking lot. Well, they've had to make gigantic changes in just the last couple months. They are now only open for dine-in from 11 to 2 during the week. They've changed, greatly reduced their hours. A lot of their ordering is online only. There's times where you can call and you'll never get an answer. So a lot of people thought they were closed, but they're not. It's just a matter of not having enough staff. They've raised their rates to $13 an hour, which they have on their little marquee. So yeah, it's they're an institution like that is having a hard time right now.
Do you see them changing the business model much, like maybe deliveries going the way of the dinosaur or something?
Pizza places need delivery to survive. Adriatico's, right? The lifeblood of the OSU Medical Center and probably sometimes the studio itself, you know, delivery is a huge part of their business. What's really hurting those independent pizzerias is our proclivity to not want to go there ourselves, right? To have DoorDash or another third-party delivery service bring the pizza. That's a great convenience for us. It costs us as consumers, but also costs that pizza shop too. They have to give a chunk of money to that delivery service to get that pizza for you. So are they making a lot of profit from it? No, but what they're trying to do is to keep you as a customer and not lose you to somebody else. So yeah, there's all types of metrics in here. And my concern is these independent shops, these places that serve Columbus-style pizza. We're not going to see a bunch of new ones pop up over the next 10 or 20 years. We're going to see more of them close as the next generation kind of crunches the numbers and looks at the challenges and said, like, you know, I don't know if this is worth me working evenings and weekends and being away from my family. So they could be a dying breed, which means that we really need to make an effort to support them.
And as far as the delivery piece of it goes, you don't have to go through DoorDash, right? I mean, right. Or you know, or the delivery services, you could go through the pizzeria.
Right. Many pizzerias have their own delivery service. It's a challenge for them. Again, they're having a hard time hiring delivery drivers, right? Because they can go work at Amazon for more, get better hours. So that's been a challenge for them. Pizza by its nature, I mean, the appeal of it, what grew it in the 1950s, especially in Columbus, was it was a food that could come to your home, right? We didn't have that before. And for many years, it was only pizza and maybe Chinese food, depending on where you were, that might come to your home. You always had to go get it or have the dine-in experience. So that was a big part of pizza's growth. Can it be part of that sustainability moving forward? For chains, absolutely. They factor that into their business plan. But for mom and pops, we'll see. It's going to be a challenge. I like going to the place. I like interacting with the staff. I like having that connection. But that's me. But I'm able to do it with very little free time. So I would encourage people to do that, make that connection. Sometimes pizza shop owners tell me like one of the biggest things about their job is getting able to see generations of people grow up in front of them, right? The five-year-old that came in with his dad to pick up pizza is now coming in with his five-year-old today. That's something you can't have in a lot of places.
And a lot of those pizza parlors and pizza shops, they support the communities they're in, right?
Oh, absolutely. You think of like little league teams, you think of community fund drives, TAT in particular. So when Jimmy passed away, you know, one of the longest postings of 300 plus on the Facebook page was a local fire station saying like, oh, there were so many times when Jimmy helped us out. It's like we didn't have time to cook and he'd bring a wagon load of food over to the fire station. So there's a long tradition of that in Columbus, especially with the Italian connection for many of these places, supporting Catholic schools and sports teams and you name it. So vibrant part of the community for sure.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. It is our fall membership drive. We're asking you to support public radio today at WOSU.org or call or text the word GIVE to 866-897-9678. If you listen to All Sides every day, then you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. And let's face it, pizza's important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear from our weekly reporter roundtable, though, when it comes to politics every morning, every Monday morning. You hear important information about vaccine booster shots and masking debates. You hear facts straight from experts. I talked to some of the most preeminent experts in the country about the vaccines, about COVID-19. I have from the very beginning, so that you can make important decisions for yourself, your family, and your community, our community. Support this local talk show that you rely on with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We have a great thank you gift today for all my listeners who love local food and restaurants. For a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer, you'll receive a copy of the book Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History by my guest today, Jim Ellison. And you'll also receive a Columbus Food Adventures gift card. The gift card can be used for two people to attend a Columbus Food Adventures tour, or it can be used for the Trust Fall home meal delivery experience. And the book Columbus Pizza will help you learn the history of the best pizza in the city, traced back for nearly 100 years. It'll help you set your agenda as you travel the city and the region in search of the best pizza. From the start of Rubino's in Bexley in the 1950s, to the opening of Adriatico's in the 1980s, to the first Mikey's Late Night Slice in 2009. It's all there just waiting for you. So get this great thank you gift package when you give $15 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $180 when you call 866-897-9678 or give at WOSU.org. You can also text the word give to 866-897-9678. Now, $180 at once seems like a lot, but when you think about it in terms of $15 a month, it sounds It's not that bad. It's about what you pay for a medium-sized pizza with a couple toppings on it. We're asking you to think about how you value 89.7 NPR News and how to show your support for 89.7 NPR News, because we are listener-supported. Thanks to Renee Simon in Delaware. Thank you to Aaron Fulecki in Granville for your support of 89.7 NPR News. If you're already a member of 89.7 NPR News, then thank you. But if you have been a member at, say, the $10 a month level for a while, this is a great opportunity to increase that sustaining membership by $5 a month to $15 a month. And your extra support will go a long way toward helping sustain the future of public radio. And you get this thank you gift package, too. So consider increasing your sustaining membership to $15 a month today at WOSU.org, or call or text the word give to 866-897-9678. You know, I remember when I was in college and I was so poor, maybe I was lucky enough to just get a cheese pizza once in a while, but I lived within my means. And we understand if you need to live within your means, you know, give what you can afford to give. The important thing is to become a member today. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Jim, pizza's a pretty good value. You don't have to get all the fancy stuff. Just to me, a margarita pizza is still one of my favorites.
Oh, absolutely. You know, cheese kept me alive in college. The Buckeye pizza at Adriaticus in particular, I think probably constitutes about 30% of most college students' diet if they're at Ohio State. So, yeah, it's pretty critical. You know, I want to jump back and plug the two gifts for today. Sure. Obviously, the book. But also Columbus Food Adventures, an incredible company I was connected with for many, many years. I still do some occasional guiding for them for some tours that I had put together. And the Trust Fall Dinners are phenomenal. So at $15 a month, you're getting an incredible value with the Food Adventures gift certificate, and you're giving a book that can keep you occupied for a year. I've had several of my readers contact me, and basically they're doing one pizza place in the book every week as their way to explore Columbus. So it gives you that guidework and the framework to have that experience and support those local businesses, which is wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Columbus Food Adventures has really become kind of an institution, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can't say enough about Bethia and Andy. We have collaborated on many projects over a decade, worked a lot in putting tours together for Brew Adventures pre-COVID. And yeah, the quality of the tours are great. I don't think people realize how much time and thought we put into orchestrating, making those things work, making a great experience for customers. And if you look at the reviews for the company, I mean, for one of the top regional draws in Columbus is Columbus Food Adventures, and highly rated tours that are consistently 5-star experiences. So yeah, it's a great, great investment. In public radio, and you get an incredible return on that investment with the gift certificate from them.
Exactly. I mean, if you've always wanted to try Columbus Food Adventures, this is a perfect time, because you're not only supporting 89.7 NPR News, but you're getting this chance, you know, for two people. So you bring a friend, you bring a guest, you bring a spouse, you bring a partner, and you go out and have a good time together. It's a great way to share food and learn more about the city of Columbus and the beautiful, wonderful food that you can get here every day, even during these troubled times. The food business in Columbus is surviving. It's been rough, though. So show support for your local restaurants and pizzerias, and show support for your local public radio station. Give us a call, 866-897-9678. You can text the word give to that number as well, or go to WOSU.org, and you can learn more about the Columbus Food Adventures coupon. Thanks to Susan Parker and Hilliard for your support. We have about 20 minutes left, about 21 minutes left in the program, and I'm going to ask that we get about 15 more shows of support for 89.7 NPR News. I know we can do it. We have plenty of time. It's just be nice. I'm probably as guilty as anybody for just listening, and thinking, I'm going to get to that later. I'm going to make that call. I'm going to show support for 89.7 NPR News. But then you forget and you move on to the day. And don't forget that we're here for you. We're here this this week asking you to show your support. Just this week, all the rest of the time, all the rest of the year, we let you listen and enjoy it without commercial interruption. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We'd like 15 gifts in 20 minutes. That's easily doable. Be one of the 15. Help me make that happen. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support and tell us that these are conversations that matter to you. You want to hear about local institutions that have been here and have made this city the kind of the foodie territory that it has become. A lot of that has to do with something like pizza. It sounds prosaic, but it's really that simple. It started with a tradition of fine dining, and maybe it started, you know, it's arguably started with pizza. It put Columbus on the map years before a lot of our other great food experiences did, and it's sustained. That's the same way 89.7 has been. We've been around for a long time. We're sustaining, and it's because of people like you showing your support right now. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have just about 18 or 19 minutes left in the hour. Let's get those calls in and let's get it done today. Or go to WOSU.org. Jim Ellison, how did you get so hung up on pizza and the whole thing? How did that happen?
I've been training to eat all my life and become pretty good at it. But I really think my first love was pizza, even though my initial thoughts on it were confusion. When I had it as a five-year-old, I really didn't know what to think about it for a couple months. But things kind of turned the corner when I was 7 or 8, 9 years old. So lots of my food memories growing up in Columbus are about specific pizza places, mostly in the Clintonville and North Columbus area. So it's my first love, it's my hardest love. Obviously beer, ice cream, donuts are areas of interest too. But yeah, it's my first love and that's what I've stuck with.
You know, we lived kind of in a semi-rural area. I'm not even sure whether it was pizza delivery or not, but my dad would make pizzas from scratch himself. And they were really good. They were kind of heavy, but, you know, it's the way he liked to make them. But I loved them. And it wasn't until I got to college that I realized people could do takeout pizza. I thought that was, it sounds really ignorant. But if you don't know and if you don't grow up with it, you don't know.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine the earth-shattering experience of like, wait a minute, someone will bring food to your door.
Yeah.
You know, it's not unlike, you know, a lot of us kind of learned about having your groceries brought to your car during the pandemic. It's something we didn't think about before, but when it happens, you get used to it and you roll with it.
Let's see. Thanks to Christine Raimonde from Fort Collins, Colorado. Thank you for your support of 89.7 NPR News. And thanks to Joel Miller in Columbus. Thanks for your support. We appreciate it. We appreciate you taking the time to show your support right now while you're listening to the program. It's something that you care about. You're enjoying it. This is kind of like a vote. You know, it's a way to vote for what you care about. A lot, some people, you know, say it's during the politics conversations. Some people say it's during the gardening conversations. If this is what you care, if you care about and you enjoy the little break we're taking from the strife of the world, give us a call. 866-897-9678. Join Christine in Colorado and Joel in Columbus and also Michael Cochran in Columbus. That means we have 12 to go before the end of the hour. And now we're up to 15 minutes. I know we can do it. There's people standing by to take your call right now. If you want to talk to somebody, 866-897-9678. If you don't want to talk, but you've got your phone handy, you can just text the word give to 866-897-9678. And something will just jump right on your screen that you can use to a link that you can use to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Same diff if you go to WOSU.org and show your support that way. Either way and anyway, and at whatever level fits your budget, right? At whatever level fits your budget, you can always add on later. It's great to become a sustainer because you don't have to worry about remembering to re-up from year to year or season to season. But at whatever, if you just can do a one-time gift right now and that's what you feel comfortable with, that's what we would like you to do. We'd like you to show your support at whatever level you can manage. Call 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. My guest again, Jim Ellison, Columbus food blogger and author of the book Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. Thanks to Bruce and Diane Patton in Worthington and also Joanna Palos in Lewis Center. Thank you so much for your support. That means we have just 10 to go and just we're down to about we're right around 15 minutes, a little over 15 minutes. Give us a call. We have 10 to go this hour now. 866-897-9678. Be one of the 10. Be one of the 10. 866-897-9678. Jim Ellison, is Columbus responsible for any pizza innovations?
Columbus is, absolutely. A lot of people would advocate, and I think there's good support for it, that the cup and char pepperoni, that is the darling of not just Columbus, but New York City in particular, was strongly influenced by the pizza shop owners in Columbus, specifically by the Izzo Sausage Company that's been in town since 1978, but has history that goes back to the late 1800s. So pepperoni is one thing, edge-to-edge toppings, which was adapted by Pizza Hut for one of their pizzas. Banana peppers, which is a very long, complicated story, but their presence and existence is probably a Columbus thing and also has an indirect link to the original Quiznos, of all things. So yeah, a lot of innovation in Columbus. And again, think of us as, you know, we are the test market for the country, right? So if you are a new chain, if you're a corporate place and you want to see if you're going to do well in the rest of the country, you're going to plant your foot in Columbus and see how you do. And because of our loyalty for our local shops, that doesn't always work out so well. So Papa Murphy's is a very popular take and bake place on the West Coast. They couldn't establish themselves in the city, but Mama Mimi's, which is a great take and place institution here in town for over 20 years, you know, they have grown and thrived and have done well in spite of that kind of out of city competition.
Yeah, the Mama Mimi's, it hung in there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They did pretty well during the pandemic. Jeff's a great guy, does a lot to support the community and also hiring teenagers, which is not always something that many businesses seek out, but he specifically looks to hire young people, high schoolers in the community where his shops are at. And I think that's a great thing to do.
Yeah, Pizza Primo in Worthington does the same thing. It's great to see that. It's always great to see young people getting that kind of, usually it's their first job.
Yeah, my first job was in food service and I survived it and it helped me out later in life for sure.
Thank you to Andy Woodmansee in Columbus. That means we have 9 to go in the hour. We're asking you to show your support for 89.7 NPR News during this, our fall membership drive. Support all sides with Ann Fisher with a gift today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Every day we talk with newsmakers, lawmakers, and experts on this show. We also bring you shows like this one, which is with an expert as well, Jim Ellison. He's a food blogger and author of the book Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. It's a great historical look-see at the influence that pizza has had on our community. The news of the day is important, but taking breaks from the news with shows like this, that's important too. The thank you gift we're offering you today is an extension of this conversation. It's another way to take a break. It was carefully selected with you, our listeners, in mind. Our guest today is Jim Ellison, food blogger and author of Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. And his book is part of our Columbus Food Adventures thank you gift package. In this book, you'll learn about the city's pizza pioneers and trace Columbus Pizza from the 1930s to your favorite pizza places of today. Make a gift of $15 a month as a sustainer and get a copy of the book, Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History, and get a gift card to Columbus Food Adventures. Give at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678, or you can text GIVE to 866-897-9678. And by the way, this is the sort of thank you gift you can share with others. Maybe you know somebody who would love to go on a Columbus Food Adventures trip. What a great gift for Christmas, for any of the holidays this year. You don't have to use it. You can give it to somebody else. So think about that as an option, another way to stretch your dollars and your hard-earned dollars. If $150 is what you can afford, think about that in terms of a gift for someone else. Maybe you can keep the pizza book, or maybe you can give the pizza book away and keep the Columbus Food Adventures trip. Either way, the gift card to Columbus Food Adventures can be used for two people to attend a Columbus Food Adventures tour. You should check it out. They offer tours in German Village, Grandview, Dublin, and more, and you can take a tour of taco trucks or go on a breakfast tour. The gift card can also be used on the Trust Fall experience. This is a delicious hot meal for two, prepared by a local restaurant and delivered right to your door. The fun part of the Trust Fall is that the food is a complete surprise. So you'll get the Columbus Food Adventures gift card and a copy of the book, Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History, when you give today at $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180. Give at WOSU.org or when you call 866-897-9678. We have nine to go and just about 10 minutes left in the hour, so show your support right now. Be one of the nine. And that gift supports the programming you listen to every day, every single day, the news and information you trust on the radio for all of Central Ohio. Thanks to listener support. We can't do it without you. Give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678, or you can text GIVE to 866-897-9678. You're the crust to our pizza. You're the foundation of our radio show. You're the foundation of 89.7 NPR News. It is all about the listeners. We just maybe drop on the toppings and the sauce and let you enjoy it that way. But we need it. We need you to get this started. 866-897-9678. And remember, we're asking you to show your support at whatever level you can afford. We're not asking you to go out of your comfort zone. We want you to be comfortable with what you give. And I also want you to know that you're going to feel better when you give. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. What is you're seeing a falling off right now, Jim Allison, of pizza options in Columbus? We're coming to an age where we might not have this kind of variety again.
I mean, we have an incredible selection of styles in Columbus. I doubt there's many cities in the country where you literally can make a list of, like, here's all the styles that exist and here's my access point to them. So we're in great shape there, and I think that will persist, again, because we're a test market city and a very diverse city, too. My concern is the independent pizzerias are going to struggle over time without our support, and I feel that I don't anticipate we're going to have new Columbus-style pizzerias opening to replace those that falter over time. So I don't want it to be a dinosaur. I don't want it to be a lost thing. I love the style. I love the history behind it. So, you know, I want them to persist. This book is a way to help that. I mean, I'm nowhere close to making $1 per hour writing this book. That wasn't the purpose of it, but it was to kind of following what I've done on most of my kind of hobby career, which is to support local businesses and help them grow. So, and actually, Rick Steves made a great point in a conversation you had with him recently. He was saying he doesn't get to hear the audience's applause, but seeing the support of the membership is how he hears that, right? So I would love for people to kind of cross the finish line for the membership drive during our time together today. Again, doing that is supporting these local pizzerias, and the Trust Fall dinners in particular are supporting immigrant kitchens that you've never heard of and don't have the marketing or delivery options that other restaurants have. So it's a really important thing to do.
Thanks to Christina Robinault in Galloway. That means we have eight to go, and we're down to 7 minutes to go in the hour. Show your support right now. Be one of the eight that helps us finish this up this hour. 866-897-9678. I think it was a really important point you made, Jim, about what the Columbus Food Adventures gift card. It can be used for two people to attend a Columbus Food Adventures tour, or it can be used for the Trust Fall home meal delivery experience, which is a lot of ethnic options, and it's a great way to introduce people to something that they may not know about. I mean, you can drive down Morris Road, but it's hard to know where to stop and what to do. It's just the vibrancy of that area and what it's brought to this city is astounding. It's just amazing. It's not what it was 30 years ago. In many ways, I just think it's so much better.
I have friends that live all over the world, and when I bring them to Columbus, I never hesitate about having good places to take them. I can keep people busy for weeks, and not just with pizza, though obviously those are going to be some of the first places we go to. I'm proud of the city and proud of the food offerings that we have. And obviously we have a lot of ways to deliver that to folks too. So yeah, great, great city. And I will say for that last person, that person that takes us across the finish line, for that number one person that, that gets us there, email me, I'll drive your house and sign the book when you get it.
866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Locally run, locally programmed 89.7 NPR News exists to make sure that everyone in Central Ohio has access to vital news and information. With locally focused programs like All Sides with Ann Fisher, 89.7 NPR News addresses issues that impact our community at local, regional, and national levels. It's valuable radio, but it relies on your donations to keep it on the air. Please give now at WOSU.org or by phone at 866-897-9678. Thanks to Thomas Lowry in Circleville. We just have 7 to go, and we're down to just about a little over, a little less than maybe 5 minutes to go. You can text the word give to that same number, 866-897-9678. Thanks, Thomas Lowry, for your show of support for 89.7 NPR News. My guest this hour has been Jim Ellison, Columbus food blogger and author of the book Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. It is part of our thank you gift to you at the $15 a month level, or $180 for a one-time gift. The monthly sustaining gift is so convenient, and it's affordable. It's easier to manage, $15 a month maybe, than $180 in one fell swoop. We really hope you'll take advantage of that and get a gift card to Columbus Food Adventures to be used for two people to attend one of their really wonderful tours and to get Jim Ellison's book, Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. But if you can't afford that, then at whatever level you can afford is what we're asking you to do. We want new members. We know we have a lot of new listeners. We want you to become a new member now and get that feeling you get when you become a member of 89.7 NPR News. It's easy. It takes just a few minutes to give us a call or to go online to WOSU.org and make your selection. If you want to tell us why you listen to 89.7 NPR News, maybe it's All Sides with Ann Fisher. Maybe it's the food shows we do. Maybe it's the cooking shows we do. We're already planning our holiday cooking show coming up, you know, as usual, the Monday before Thanksgiving. All of that stuff really matters to me, and it matters to me because I know it matters to you. So show us and tell us, make your vote heard today, right now, while Jim Ellison is on the air. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, public radio is community radio. That's why 89.7 NPR News brings you a show like this one. All Sides works hard to bring you shows every day that capture the news, politics, and cultural interests of our unique region. It takes a lot of work. It's worth it. It's worth every little bit of it. But we need your support to make it happen. Call 866-897-9678. This is powered by you. Join in with your radio station and your local talk show and make your 89.7 NPR News donation right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Jim Ellison, thanks so much for all of your help today. I really appreciate it, and I love the book.
My pleasure. I feel like I'm one of those 10-time guests on Saturday Night Live. It's a real honor to be part of the membership drive. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for your help. That's Jim Ellison. He's a Columbus food blogger, author of the new book, Columbus Pizza, A Slice of History. We have just 7 to go and just about a little less than 2 minutes to go. You are listening to listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus and online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News. We're global, we're local, and we depend on you to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Brian McGarry in Worthington. That means we have 6 to go and just a little over a minute to go. I know we can make make it happen. 866-897-9678. You listen to 89.7 NPR News because you treasure a vibrant and open-minded community where people are engaged, where people work together to make Central Ohio a great place to live. That's why this station is dedicated to a two-hour daily local show like All Sides. They didn't have to keep it 12 years ago when I started. They could have ended it right there. But we are here for Columbus, Powell, Grove City, Pickerington, and beyond. You've heard people calling in from all over the country this morning. They support 89.7 NPR News. They get it. You should get it, too. 866-897-9678. Stand behind the service you care about and rely on, because there is a difference between a station that just gets by and one that's the centerpiece of a vibrant civic community like ours. The difference is you and your donation. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. That's 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I know you're out there listening. Now I need you to take the time to show your support. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org, and thank you for your support.